starting the year off raggedy.
There you go. You got something.
I got a half a something. Piece of a crack, a phone right. alert going off. Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year.
What is going on, peeps? Welcome back to the Let's Make Out podcast, where we make out all things what?
Love, life, and laughter.
That is right.
Yes, and I am drinking creamy tomato soup.
Are you really drinking tomato soup?
Yeah. I mean,
I'm going to have my lunch, okay?
I was hungry.
That's hilarious to me. What have y'all been up to?
Yes, what have y'all been up to? It is officially inauguration day.
It is inauguration day.
So we spent all day. We spent all day doing that up until now.
Yes, I have on my pearls. I got my chip. Well, I don't have my chucks on right now, but I had them on. Got on my paraphernalia. You know.
Yeah.
Supporting my sorority.
I had my Alabama Crimson Tide national championship hat on. Yes, Roll Tide. So it's great. Alabama won the national championship. We have a new president and vice president.
It feels so good to have new administration in the office. I mean,
it's just they ain't even done nothing yet.
It's been raggedy.
But it's just a relief to have
it is.
Decency in the office. A decent human being.
Yes. You know? My goodness.
And that, you know. But yeah, it's a big day. It was really cool to watch that, the inauguration. It's always, you know, it's always a cool thing to watch. Mm-hmm. I think the only time I didn't watch was last time.
Mm-hmm. I remember looking at how empty it was.
Yeah, like, you know, just, yeah.
The most attended.
You know, just because, you know, it's a big part of our country. It's a big part of what they've, you know, been doing for over 200 years, you know. So just really cool to see. And obviously it's really, really awesome to see a woman vice president, but even better, a black woman vice president. You know, that's just really, really cool, and it's long overdue.
Yeah, it is definitely long overdue. I was telling Chad Jr., I was explaining this to him yesterday, that, you know, she's the first woman of color, you know. I was like, she's half black, she's half Indian. He was like, oh, my teacher is Indian. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it was just cool to have those conversations with him. I'm like, this has never happened before, buddy, ever.
It's just cool, man. It's cool that we got to witness, you know.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
The first black president with Barack Obama and, you know, best first lady by far.
Oh, my goodness.
Michelle Obama. And then, you know, and then now this. So this is just, it's a good day. We're excited. Really, we're encouraged. Hopefully you are encouraged as well. And if you voted the other way and you're not encouraged, well, you know, hopefully that you will, you know, give it a shot. Mm-hmm. Give it a chance, right?
I mean, really got no choice.
You ain't got no chance. Your choice, but, you know. But so you probably should just give it a shot.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, so let's see. What else has been going on, you guys? Man, when's the last time we did this? I guess it was New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve.
The last episode.
It was.
First of all, why is it almost February? Like, do you feel like January has come and gone?
So
am I the only person that feels like that? Like, why does the time go by so quickly?
Yes.
It's legit about to be Black History Month up in this piece. Like, what? It's crazy. Yeah. It's so crazy.
It's very crazy.
And it's been nice, though. We've been on our break. We just started back vlogging for Ray's
so.
Burgundy. What?
Ray's Burgundy.
Ray's birthday. So we now have a 3-year-old.
Ray Burgundy.
Right. We have a 3-year-old and an 8-year-old, you guys.
It's nuts.
We had two birthdays back to back.
It is so cool. Speaking of that, if you're not over on Gay Babe TV, subscribe to us watching our vlogs Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You should be.
Yeah,
link below. Subscribe. Check us out.
So before we keep going, let's cue the music.
That's right.
You're not ready.
No. I definitely wasn't ready, but I am now.
Oh. I thought Alexa was going to start talking.
Well, I ain't talking to her. Yes.
So yeah.
Good stuff, y'all.
Good stuff.
We had a guy here fixing the garage door today because
Joan just stopped working.
Yeah, the coil up top broke. If you have a garage door, it's that black coil or green or blue.
I've never noticed the coil before.
Yeah, so it broke. But I mean, we haven't had a problem with that one in our entire time we've been here, so.
Yeah, so I guess it was time.
So now we have like a, it's all fixed, 10-year warranty, so we good to go.
Oh, well, that's good. Yeah. It didn't take him long at all.
No, they're super quick, so. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Let's see, what else? Oh, you guys, so our home gym is finished.
Oh, my goodness.
You guys, so exciting.
And the reveal will be on next week. Mm-hmm. If you're watching this day to come out, obviously it comes out on Thursday. So next week we will be dropping the vlog with the reveal. So excited. It is, I've used it like 4 times now. Gabriel's used it 2 or 3 times now.
Yeah, it's nice. And we got our Peloton.
Man.
And I haven't rode it yet.
Yeah.
But we just got it yesterday.
Well, she needs to buy some shorts. Did you buy some shorts?
I did. I ordered some shorts on Amazon because that seat is hard. Okay? Now like, hard.
She knows how it feels when I did 56 miles on a bike.
I don't spin. I don't cycle. So I was like, this is not comfortable at
all. I told her with
that. How are people doing
this? I told her, look, I ain't got no booty. She's got beautiful booty meat. And like, I figured that with her beautiful booty meat that she would be just fine. But I ain't got no booty meat. So I'm bone on seat.
Do you do padded shorts in your triathlon?
Yes.
Okay. Because I'm like, there's
but
no
triathlon
way.
Shorts are thinner pad. So it is not comfortable.
It's still not like a...
No, it's not like cycling shorts. Cycling shorts have a thick pad, but you can't run in those.
I'm going to put a pillow right there and just sit on a pillow because the way that seat is set up, ouch.
It's highly enjoyable watching her on the seat, though. It is the Let's Make Out podcast, so whatever.
I mean, I was like, can you get out of here? I'm trying to adjust my situation. And he could not concentrate. I'm like, you're supposed to help me make sure that I got the right height and all of that stuff. And
I was helping, trying to make sure she didn't fall off the seat.
Highly distracted,
trying to make sure she didn't fall off the seat. I make sure she was wedged in there
I'm
good.
I'm super excited to use it. So if anybody is a Pelotoner, let me know what's the pop in classes, who do you like, the instructors, all of that stuff. Because I'm excited to try it out.
Yeah. Alex Toussaint, I think, isn't it? I don't know if I'm saying his last name right, but Alex Toussaint is the dude that I follow on Instagram.
Oh,
He's one of the Peloton instructors. So I'm gonna probably check out one of his.
Do my first ride.
But yeah, so that's exciting. We
what else has been going on?
We're children. Back in school.
Junior. Went back to school.
They voted to and the reason, we explained this on podcast before, the reason they went back virtual again after they were already doing in person was because they ran out of substitutes.
Yeah.
For like the township. So it was like, or the county. So it was like they just didn't have enough substitutes to, fill in. You know. So they had those now. They hired like 50 more. Mm-hmm. They approved hiring like 50 more and so he's excited to be back. He went yesterday and he had so much fun.
Yeah. Just nothing like in-person schooling.
We did our best.
Seeing the kids on the Zoom, his friends on the Zoom, it's not the same.
He wants to be with his friends, and I totally get that.
Yeah.
And so
it was good for him.
Yeah,
for
definitely good.
Him.
So
what else?
What else?
We took a trip.
We did.
We went to Florida.
Yeah, with our flippy floppies.
We did. Like the new year, we left like on the 1st.
We left on
New
Year's Day
for a week.
Yeah, found an Airbnb.
It was great. An Airbnb. Yeah.
Heated pool.
And we literally just chilled. We didn't do anything.
Yeah, we didn't go anywhere. We didn't even go eat out.
No. Aren't you proud of us? Like, this is probably the first trip we have ever taken.
We bought groceries.
Where we brought groceries, actually cooked those groceries.
Yeah, we grilled out.
And we did not eat out. We got pizza. We ordered pizza the day we got there because it was a Friday.
Pizza Friday.
And then we were going to go have Mexican on Taco Tuesday. And it just, we went to this one restaurant.
We walked this one spot.
We walked in and walked right back out. Because first of all, everybody that was going into the restaurant did not have a mask on. And then as soon as we walked in, there was literally no social distancing. Like, it was like a hole in the wall. And so we were guess we'll just do Taco Bell.
So we did Taco Bell. And then Gabriel's heart was crushed.
Y'all, they took away the Mexican pizzas. Do I have anybody in here or anybody that's listening that the Mexican pizzas at Taco Bell were fire?
Do y'all work for Taco Bell corporate? Any of y'all?
And they took away the Mexi Melt.
The Pico that you need for the Mexi Melt.
Oh my goodness. I have been eating Mexi Melts since I was in grade school.
She was very sad.
I was very sad. And I haven't had Taco Bell in at least a year. Like, so I was ready. I was like, oh, this is about to be good. She enjoyed hers. So crushing.
Like a chicken, so Southwest crushing. Chicken Chipotle or something.
It wasn't no Mexi meal. Something. I was mad. Am I the only one?
Yeah, chalupa.
So yeah, apparently Taco Bell in the pandemic took a few things off the list.
Hasn't the pandemic taken enough from us?
Right, Taco Bell, you guys start taking stuff from us? And the Mexican pizza.
What?
Y'all couldn't keep one or the other? I was really crushed. That was probably the Lord telling me I didn't need no Taco Bell in the beginning.
It's crazy.
In the first place, but.
It's crazy. We hadn't had Taco Bell in. Cool. I mean,
literally years. But do you remember there was a time where we would have Taco Bell like every week?
Savannah, Taco Bell, Papa John's, and Subway.
That is all
in
we
our,
ate.
In our Chinese place.
That is all we ate. We ate out so
much. You had that cheesy crab stuff?
Oh, don't remind me. That stuff is so good. If somebody could just buy it and like ship it to me. I've never been able to find it anywhere else. That one place we went to, there was a China buffet we went to.
It was close.
It was very close, but it just wasn't it. Anyway, why are we talking about food? How did we get on food?
I don't know. Speaking of food.
But the trip was nice. Yeah. That's what we were trying to say. It was nice to just relax, pick up.
It was a good time.
And do the same thing we're doing here somewhere else. I mean, the weather wasn't like 80s, but
it was 70 and sunny.
70, so it was nice.
Set out in the Florida grass.
Better than freaking 30 degrees and snow.
Yeah, sunshine, which is beautiful.
Yeah,
so
that was
thankfully
nice.
It's sunny today.
It's sunny today. Yeah.
Anyway, what else?
Anything else? Because I feel like we've been rambling. We just missed y'all. We just catching y'all up to what we've been going through.
Exactly.
What's been going on?
But what we're gonna do real quick
hasn't been much.
But what we're gonna do first is jump into our first sponsor.
Let's do it.
All right. So, first sponsor. I don't know if we've talked about them a while ago, mm-hmm. even on our vlog channel. Best Fiends.
Yes.
Best Fiends. FIENDS. So, Best Fiends, they have basically like a world full of, you know, lovable characters. They have thousands of levels that you can kind of compete through and get through. And more content that gets added all the time. So, they continue to add content to make sure that you have things to, you know, to keep you occupied, have fun on the game, and you don't have to get to a point and there's nothing else for you to do. So that's pretty cool. So we've played it. I mean, again, we worked with them some years now, like quite a few years. So basically, you know, there's always updates, and Chad Jr. would always steal the game from us and just be playing it. So the coolest part of that game, I think, is like the levels. As you continue to go up the levels, they get harder and harder, and you're trying to beat the objectives. And so it's not something that you can just easily go through and it gets boring. Like it gets more difficult, but it's still fun. So I think that's pretty cool. It's kind of a way to, you know, pass time, whether you're in a waiting room, whether you're, you know, just chilling, hanging out, or you want to keep the kiddos occupied. You can kind of go back and forth and play, and, you know, so that's kind of cool. It's kind of fun. And have any of you played Best Fiends? Have any of you played the game? Or, you know, if so, love to know what you think about it. So basically, like with Best Fiends, they say that the fun never ends. And that's definitely not an exaggeration, like I said, because there's over 5,000 puzzle levels and counting. So, so if you were worried about that you'd get to level 3,247 and run out, you know, of fun.
You won't.
Guess what? Don't be. There's plenty more. So that's really, really cool. So you can download Best Fiends free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. Again, so that's Friends without the R. Best Fiends. FIENDS. So check them out. Cool game. And, you know, we have a good time playing it.
Yes. Cool. So let's jump into these questions.
All right.
I was actually looking, trying to buy a new question book. So I was like, I don't know why we didn't come into the new year with a new question book. Because these question books,
you're so cute.
Tired, okay? I am over them.
Tired.
So there is this one
book. Did you find one? You find a new book?
I did. I got to buy it on the app, though.
You got to buy it on the Kindle.
Oh, you're going to do it. You guys, speaking of Kindles.
We are a Kindle family
hashtag
now.
Not sponsored. Babe found these paperweights.
Paperweight.
Why do I keep calling them paperweights?
I actually saw my homeboy Sam had one, and it looked really cool and interesting. I was like, "Oh, that looks cool. That's small. Looks." I've always heard that Kindle, you know, screens are great because they don't anti-glare, and you can feels like you're reading a book. So if you ever try to read your book on like your phone or like your iPad or tablet, it just not that great when there's sun out there. Right. So yeah, so I bought it, and then all of a sudden Gabrielle was in, and she's like, "Oh, that's cute."
I know. I'm like,
"That's real cute.
Who you think you are with this paper white?"
So then she got one.
I did.
And what do you think of it?
I love it. It's amazing. In love. And I don't know how to buy this. What's 3,000 questions?
Oh, wow.
Okay. So
3,000 questions.
I got a new one. It's 3,000 unique questions about me. So.
Okay.
Pick a number between 1 and 3,000, Sheldon.
Let's go with 12.
Of course you go with 12.
Of course I go with 12, Sheldon.
If a burglar broke into your house and stole just one thing, which one thing would cause the biggest inconvenience? Ooh, that's a good question.
Biggest inconvenience?
Yeah.
My wallet. Because then you got to call and cancel cards and...
That's,
you know,
true. I guess that's an easy one.
It's inconvenient.
It is.
Like, I mean, you know...
Yeah, because you have to start all over. Like,
yeah, basically, I have to call all my
whole new license, whole new.
Then
debit
you
got to
set up your car, all your cards that were auto payment. Then you got to change those cards.
That is the biggest hassle ever. Exactly. You ever lost your wallet and had to
So yeah, that would be annoying. That would be the most annoying.
It would be. I don't know why I never thought. I didn't even think about that. Okay. I'm gonna go with question three.
Okay, question three. I'm gonna go with, if given the opportunity, would you have a psychic reading?
Yes, absolutely. I've been there, done that. I've done psychic readings before.
Do you want a different one?
Yeah.
What do you want?
It's quite the experience. 7. Why was that? But why was that so funny to you?
Because I'm like, you've done it. So I was like, it's just funny.
you remember the first time I did it, we were in Savannah.
Yes.
I don't even know where. Who told me about this lady?
I don't know. That's somebody at work.
Somebody, one of our coworkers or something. And I remember going over to this lady's house, and she was, some of the things that she said were accurate.
Well, she said how wonderful a husband I was.
She did. And she said that we were going to make a lot of money, which was right.
yeah.
But it was just really, it was so interesting. Like, things that she knew, though, it was like, I ain't tell you that. Like, it was just...
It was very interesting.
Yeah, it was very interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Each time she's went, there's always been some interesting things.
Yeah, don't put all my business out there each time I've gone. It's probably twice. I've only gone like a handful of times.
I was going to give you twice.
Maybe like 3 or 4.
Dang, girl. You're going a lot now. That's fine. If you were a gemstone, which one would you be and why?
I'd be a pearl.
You must be a pearl,
I'd be a pearl. Pearls are, fun fact, my birthstone. Yeah. So
you would be a pearl.
I'd be a pearl.
You'd be a diamond to me.
I'd be a diamond. Yeah. Diamonds are forever, forever.
I don't know why diamond, just
forever.
You'd be whatever the most expensive and rare gemstone that there is.
Whatever that is.
You'd be the heart of the ocean from Titanic. You'd be that one.
The heart of the ocean.
It was worth like millions.
I can't deal with you.
Yeah, you
did
be
they ever find that?
I don't know.
Was it actually real?
I mean, I don't know if that was even real.
Okay. Yeah, I'd be a pearl.
That's how Leo got all his money, because he kept it. And Rose.
Leo is dead.
Leo's not dead.
He died in the water.
He did not. Jack died in the water.
Oh, wait. Well, which one was Leo? Leo was the friend?
Jack.
I'm so confused.
Leo is the real person.
Oh, Leo. Leonardo. Oh, wait.
Leonardo DiCaprio
did not actually die. We're having a conversation and I'm like, not getting it.
No.
Wait.
Jack died.
I was thinking
his alter ego died.
But something in my mind was like, his name was not Leo. So it wasn't equating.
That's hilarious.
That is hilarious. Do we have time for another question?
Well,
we do have to take a break. We might have to take a pause for the cause and go get Siege because we got to pick him up.
We're going
to
take a quick pause for the cause.
And we'll come back.
Yes. I actually will do the second sponsor really quick.
Oh, okay.
And then we'll take a pause for the cause. Cool. All right. Second sponsor, HelloFresh.
HelloFresh.
I mean, you guys should not be surprised that we're talking about HelloFresh. Love HelloFresh. It's actually our favorite box that we've ever had.
Really love HelloFresh.
So basically what HelloFresh is, you can get fresh pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. HelloFresh lets you skip those trips to the grocery store and makes home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. And that's why it's America's number one meal kit. So, HelloFresh cuts out the stressful meal planning and grocery store trips, as mentioned, so you can enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in about 30 minutes or less. I mean, literally, they are very quick to make. They offer 23 plus recipes each week, featuring a range of flavors, cuisines, and ingredients, so you'll never get bored. So I think that's a great, I mean, we just had last time we had a shrimp and steak.
It was so good. Like hibachi.
Hibachi.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
It was so good.
It was so good. Like, and it you know, you would never think, you think hibachi, making hibachi is like, you know, daunting and like, man,
it was so easy.
It was super easy. I made some, really she made good. Some, it was a good team effort, mm-hmm. and it was amazing. I don't think we've ever had a bad meal with HelloFresh.
We haven't.
I mean, even the kids ate it.
They did.
If they ate it, you know it's good.
Right.
So
they picky.
Yeah, they picky. Like their mama.
Ah! Honey, I eat everything. He's the one that they got it from.
Yeah, that's very true. All right. So we want you to check out HelloFresh. Mm-hmm. It's linked down below in the description or the show notes. But you can go to HelloFresh.com/10 LMO and use code 10 LMO for 10 free meals, including free shipping. So again, let's go to HelloFresh.com/10LMO and use code 10LMO for 10 free meals, including free shipping. So thanks to HelloFresh for sponsoring this podcast, mm-hmm. and check them out if you've not. And we'll be back.
We're back.
Yes.
So next question.
Whose turn?
Your turn.
My turn to pick?
Your turn to pick one from 3,000.
Let's go with the 17 here.
17. We got 3,000 questions, and you can't go guess past what? 50.
17 is still part of that 3,000, Shouty.
Do you avoid stepping on cracks in the sidewalk? No, because he's not superstitious.
No. Yep.
Do you want another question?
Yeah, I want another one. Let's go with. Let's go with 112.
112. Where the players dwell.
Cupid. Room 112. Doesn't lie.
Which sport should not be classified as a sport?
Which sport should not be classified as a sport? Mm-hmm. mm. I feel like, I mean, if I had to just pick one, if I had to just pick a sport, it would be bowling.
Don't come for the bowlers now. Why is that not considered a sport to you?
I mean, no, I'm saying if I had to choose one.
Yeah.
Like if I compared all of those sports that I'm thinking of right now, that would be because I think that
there's an art bowling.
Again, there is an art, but it also, when I think of sports, I think of more of like athleticism, like, mm-hmm. you know, like certain types. I mean, like, you know, I think of, obviously I'm comparing them to like basketball, football, right, soccer, right. baseball. So when you compare the two, there's a difference. There can be a complete difference in.
I mean, I don't know. You got to have wrist strength.
Or you know right? what? I got or... even one better. Pool.
Not considered a sport to you. It's just like, what? Okay, so what would you call it then?
It's like a
entertainment
competitive activity.
That would make it a sport, right?
Not necessarily.
What is the definition of a sport?
I don't know.
Alexa, what is the definition of sport?
As a noun, sport is usually defined as an athletic activity requiring skill or physical prowess and often of a competitive nature, as racing, baseball, tennis, golf,
okay. Running, okay.
Boxing, hunting, fishing, etc. As an adjective, sport is usually defined as, of, relating to.
Okay, yes. Alexa, stop.
So it says that you is competitive, you need athleticism, skill. You need skill to be able to win the game of pool, unless you get lucky.
You know, but it named one there that I actually will. Now I'm going to say hunting.
Now that I, but on the other side of it, you need to be able to shoot actually hunt. Like, you need that skill. It's not something. It's a skill. Like, it's not something that everybody just grows up knowing how to do.
I know,
so you have
but
to actually train. You as a trained shooter, you know.
I know, but I don't consider it a sport. The sport of.
Well, I mean, obviously.
I don't consider it a sport. Like, how is it a sport? Like, You shoot a deer, I shoot a deer. Like, who wins?
I mean, you got to run around and chase the deer, right?
You got to be what's competitive. I'm saying, what's competitive? What makes it a sport?
No, that I don't know.
What is competitive about?
I don't know that there are hunter games out there.
I'm sure there are.
Like, there probably could be.
But like, so yeah, hunting would definitely be mine. Okay. Nothing against people that hunt. I just don't. I don't want to hunt.
Consider it a sport.
Yeah, but I just don't. You know.
Interesting.
I don't consider it a sport. Okay. I mean, because literally, you need skill to shoot. Yes, mm-hmm. But you don't need any other skill other than to sit patiently
and wait.
And wait.
Okay. I don't care, but yeah. I think that you made valid points.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, so I'm going to do number 2,333.
Girl, what you got to do with all the freaking?
So he's got to scroll.
I see how it is.
I wonder, is it like a table of contents?
No, girl. Oh my goodness, seriously, Gabrielle.
You got to scroll through.
Are you kidding me right now? This is what you do on Inauguration Day?
Put that finger to work. This is a sport. Find the question, okay?
Finger to work.
That is so trifling.
Sorry, it's the Let's Make Out podcast.
So trifling.
We'll remind y'all, or if y'all knew,
it does not mean we're making out nasty stuff.
Okay. You know, maybe we are though. We're married, ordained by God.
Dang, you ain't there yet,
girl. This is ridiculous. Really?
You should have looked for the table of contents.
You could have helped your brother out and like started scrolling because you knew you was about to.
I didn't know what
get bug wild on it.
It was a last minute decision. What happened? You scrolled too much? It went blank. It went blank, y'all. What'd you do?
I was scrolling.
You were scrolling too fast.
I mean, I got to do what I got to do now. You find your own question.
This is the drawback to having it be electronic. Oh, man.
Exactly.
The table of contents.
I got an idea.
Really, the watch table this. Of contents.
What's that person?
About us. Oh, go backwards.
There we go.
Aha.
Uh-huh.
Aha. Uh-huh. Aha.
And help, there's like 10 questions on each page.
I know. I wonder if I can make that smaller. We're almost there. We're almost there. We're getting there.
You'll see my eyes right now.
This is hilarious. 2,337?
3,333.
I would have done all threes, but it don't have that many questions. Watch it be a whack question, too, after all of that.
I mean, I know the answer to this one already. What's the best thing since sliced bread?
I don't know the answer, so how do you know the answer?
Me. That's why. I don't know. What's the best thing since sliced bread? Yeah, girl, you know it.
Awfully cocky. What is the best thing since sliced bread? The World Wide Web. The internet.
A sliced bagel. Because if you ever try to slice a bagel, it's ridiculous.
I'm going to say the internet is the best and the worst thing since sliced bread.
Mm-hmm.
It's a double-edged sword.
Social
there.
Media.
Yeah. I don't even like that question after all of that scrolling.
Okay.
Let's pick another one on there.
Let's go with...
You're supposed to just pick one. No, you're doing a whole lot of...
Okay, was the last time you blushed and why?
The funniest thing is that you're doing all of this. How do you know that you're the last person that made me blush?
I'm sorry.
I'm just saying, you're mighty cocky today. You're mighty confident.
No, now you need to explain yourself. People over here making you blush? You mighty reckless with your words. I might be cocky, but you reckless.
Oh, I literally don't even... No, the last time that I blushed. I don't even think that I blushed. Do I blush? Mm-hmm. When's the last... Well, you tell me, when's the last time you made me blush? I'm trying to think.
All the time, girl. I made you blush today, baby.
I know you did.
Yesterday when you was on that Peloton.
You did make me blush yesterday on the Peloton. You're right.
She was getting frizzled.
Because he was just doing the most, y'all. I was literally trying to set up the Peloton, and he was just doing the most. So, yeah. Am I blushing now? Yes.
Exactly. Say, girl. I know what I
do. I guess I do blush. That's so funny.
You're so beautiful.
Thank you.
Girl, she's sexy. Mm. We're gonna end this podcast real quick.
That's hilarious. Okay. So, that's enough of the question. I found two other books that I'm going to order, so we'll have a new one. Oh, and you know, I told y'all that we bought the We're Not Really Strangers.
Yes.
So I do want to make a episode out of that.
Yeah, that would be cool. I think that would be good.
So it'll come up. So we don't exactly have a topic for this podcast, but I thought that it would be good to talk about just not even like our goals for 2021, but maybe just our intentions, or we can share our word, because I've never been a person to have like words of the year. You know, people are like, oh, my word of the year is growth and this and this, and I feel like I've just never really been into that. But this year I bought this journal. It's called the Human Being Journal, and it encourages you to come up with a word. And
do you know the qualifications for that journal? Like, what do you need to qualify for the human being?
I think you need to be a human being.
All right.
I think that that's it.
I mean, because you're out of this world, girl, so I don't know if you can use it.
You are so corny. Oh, that's so funny to you. It's a really awesome journal, by the way, because it's something that you do monthly. So if you're a person who hasn't had a practice of journaling, or if you find it a little overwhelming, like you set out your goals for the year, you kind of write them out and detail them, and then you revisit it each month to see how close you've gotten to those goals. What have you done? What did you not do? Like those types of things. So I'm really excited about using it. But it prompts you to have a word of the year. So I did like some Googling and was like, I found this whole list of words that somebody was selling on the internet. Folks will sell anything, okay? I'm about to put together a bunch of electronic docs.
They have a dictionary, they have a dictionary that does that.
Because folks will put together anything and slap a price on it. Like, that's a whole other conversation. But as if I couldn't go to the dictionary app on my phone, it was just a whole list of words. And I just skimmed the word, and the word that jumped out at me was abundance. So for 2021, my word is abundance, and I want it to cover everything. So abundance of love, abundance of resources, abundance of creativity, abundance of time, like abundance of patience, like because the week before I was on this like conference call, and there people were talking about their words, and we were like broke off in these groups talking about our word, and the thing that came to my mind first was no. Like, my word of 2021 is no, because I told y'all I'm like saying no to just doing any and everything. But abundance really stuck out to me, and I just want to shift my mindset to abundance and not scarcity, not lack, not the negative of that, like the opposite. So,
it's a good one.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. So, you know, if I see something, or if I have a thought, or, you know, anything that challenges that, I remind myself that, nope, this year is about abundance. Like, there is more than enough of everything to go around. Like, you can put in whatever you want in that blank. There's more than enough of blank to go around. And it's just like, it really covers everything, you know? It can cover everything. So
it's a perfect word for
that
you.
That is my word for this year, definitely.
It's a perfect word for you because she's such a hard worker. Mm-hmm. So part of that is rooted in, you know, wanting to achieve things, but part of it is also rooted in a little bit of scarcity mindset, right? You know, that, and we both share that, and I think that's something that we, you know, said, you know, that this year we just, you know, every year we trust God for everything that we get, but you still get in that, those modes where sometimes you're like, oh man, you know, this is, you know, or you get worries. I mean, that's just being part of being a human being, right? So I think it's a great word.
Yeah.
You know, and I love that word. I don't think I've really thought of a word, but it's, I mean, definitely the same thing.
I love, you got to have your own word.
Okay.
No, just kidding. You can have whatever.
Booty. abundance of booty. Okay. No, I think that I like your word, you know. You know, I don't have my own word, but I think that mine's along the same lines. Is you know, I went into this year with the intention of relinquishing some of my responsibilities and outsourcing them so that I could then focus in on what I think that, you know, and I don't fully know what God's purpose is for me, but I know that he's got something for me. But I don't ever feel like I have the time or the energy or put in the effort to seek out that, you know, and ask and pray and just meditate and listen. And it's because my mind's so full of everything else that needs to get done. And so we're at a point now where this year I've relinquished a lot. And it's been really good. I feel bored at times.
You definitely seem less stressed though. Like
I am.
The contrast is like night and day. Like you just feel a lot less tense.
I feel it too. I feel it because I'm not, you know, I'm not constantly waiting for emails or something to come through. Like I have someone that I trust. Yeah. And that was the biggest piece, is having someone that I trust to be able to do that. So this year is the same thing, you know. So I had to know that God was going to deliver regardless if I was doing that stuff or not.
Right.
I had to trust that God was still going to make it happen.
Right. Because you don't make it happen.
Because I'm not making it happen. But mentally, you think that you're making it happen. And you think that you're, you know, God's right-hand man. And you're like, you know, making sure that it, you know, stays, you know, running. But no, that's not the case. I mean, you know, the case is that God's going to bring you what you, you know, what he wants to. You know, he's going to open up doors for what you should have, and he's going to close the doors for what you shouldn't. And if you, you know, if you have, you know, the right people in place, they can only help that.
Right.
And make it smoother.
Right.
but ultimately it doesn't come from any of us. It comes from him. So yeah, that's been big. Yeah. But my word for this year is purpose. If I had to think of one, it's just really fully, you know, seeking out what that purpose is. And the thing is, I could be living my purpose out right now. I could be. But if I don't know it, if I don't feel it, if I don't understand it, then I don't feel it, right? So it's so this goal, the goal for this year is to really be able to come out of this year and like, this is my purpose. I know it, you know? And I think that's a possible feeling. I think people have found that feeling, right? So, I mean, who knows? Who knows? But
that's good. I think that's the perfect word for you, because that is like your focus this year. It's like not to be clouded by all the noise and the to-do lists and the emails and all of the other things that you're great at, but it's not your zone of genius. You know what I'm saying? It's not. So I think that is your zone of genius, and now you have an opportunity to actually sit and hear from God. And so I'm excited for this year for you.
Me too. I'm excited. No, same. I think this year is going to be, I mean, this year's already been really cool. So I'm excited for what God has in store for us, you know, for the rest of this year. And, you know, doing it together is the coolest part for us.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. Something you said made me think of the devotional that I read today. It's the Jesus Calling app. I usually, it's the same thing every day, but like, you don't remember, I don't remember reading this last year. I'm sure I did, but I just love it because every time it comes around, I feel like it's for that day. Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? So this is the January 20th one. It says, approach this day with awareness of who is boss. As you make plans for the day, remember that it is I who orchestrate the events of your life. On days when things go smoothly according to your plans, you may be unaware of my sovereign presence. On days when your plans are thwarted, be on the lookout for me. I may be doing something important in your life, something quite different from what you expected. It is essential at such times to stay in communication with me. Accepting my way is better than yours. Don't try to figure out what is happening. Simply trust me and thank me in advance for the good that will come out of all of it. I know the plans I have for you, and they are good. Mm-hmm. And Isaiah 55, 9 through 11 is a scripture that goes with it. And then also Jeremiah 29, 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future.
That's right.
So, yeah, check out the Jesus Calling app. I love it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that just, it made me think about that. Like, just, you know, that's another thing, too. Like, just, I mean, it's one thing to plan and be prepared and, you know, have an idea of what you want. But also it's another thing to realize that in the end, you don't even have the final say so.
Yeah.
Like.
And then, you know, and then also, you know, it's the bigger picture of it all is that why spend every day stressing and, you know, beating yourself up or working yourself to the bone when you don't have to, you know, like when you don't have to. You know, and we're speaking about us personally, you know, we don't have to work 24 hours a day, right? We have the time to be able to, you know, spend time to our, together, spend time with our kids, spend time with God, you know, and, you know, work on that personal development, you know, and then also relational development, you know, within our marriage and our kids. And then, and that stuff is important, but you get bogged down by the other stuff.
Right.
And, you know, and you can't give yourself 100% in every area. That's just not possible.
You just can't, yeah.
So, yeah, so that year, I think that's something else we talked about outside of our words is really just spending is, you know, our goal is always to be the best, you know, husband, best wife, and best parents that we can be. And that's a goal that just never ends, you know? And so we're always identifying things that we can do better. We want to
do
better.
How can we refine it? How can we make it better? I've been reading this book, about family board meetings. Well, it's called Family Board Meeting, I think is the name of it, but it's really, really good because it speaks to having board meetings with your children, which is essentially uninterrupted one-on-one time once a quarter. Like, where you go and you do something and you spend intentional time with each other. And I'm super excited to like implement that this year.
Yeah.
I feel like it's going to be a game changer for us. So we'll keep you posted on, you know, how that goes. But yeah, I'm excited to like plan the first one to like get it started, you know?
Yeah, it's just that, it's going to be a good year because we're speaking it into existence. You know, like we're, you know, it's going to be a good year.
Yep. I'm trusting for that. Yeah.
So that
was that. I would love to know if you guys have words. Are you a person that sets a word or an intention, or is there a mantra? Like, what is it that you do at the top of the year that you kind of take with you and keep, you know, top of mind throughout the year? Feel free to share it in the comments and let us know. I'd love to hear it. I'd love to read it.
Absolutely. So, let's get into our last sponsor here.
Okay.
And before we close out, so this is a new sponsor. And they're called Prose, P-R-O-S-E. And so y'all might not know this, but like my hair gets dry as heck all the time. So, and you know, I don't know if there's a lot of guys out there talking about dry hair, but I get dry hair. I don't know why. It just happens. So, and I've tried multiple different shampoos and conditioners. So I'm really excited to try Pros. I've not tried them. I got the package yesterday, so I'm very excited to try them. So the next time we talk about them, I'll be able to tell you, you know, how it goes. But with, you know, when it comes to hair, there is no one size fits all when it comes to shampoo and conditioner. We need products that are suited for our unique needs and don't leave us disappointed. And I've been disappointed way too many times. So with Pros, it's really cool because they have this quiz. You go on there and you answer this quiz based on your lifestyle, based on what your hair does, you know, like how you treat your hair, what do you put on your hair, when you're styling it. I mean, it goes through this big, long list of, you know, ask me if I use protective styles. And I said, of course, I wear hats. You know, but no, it was a question, protective styles. I was like, no, you know,
I don't
necessarily. but yeah, it's really cool. But basically, so with Pros, they know there is more to you than just your hair type. Pros has given over 1 million consultations with their in-depth hair quiz. And that's, you know, exactly how I got started. And that's how they developed like your formula of what you should have. And so with their algorithm and over 50 billion formula combinations, pros determined a unique blend of ingredients to treat my exact concerns. So that's, they took all that stuff and they came up with what I should use. So I'm very excited again to try them. And then, if you're not 100% positive that Pros is the best hair care you've had once you've used them, they'll take the products back. No questions asked. That's nice. So it's like a guarantee, you know? Yeah. And, so that's really a good thing. So for you all, if you want to try it, it'll be linked down below, in the show notes or the description box. Pros is the healthy hair regimen with your name all over it. Take your free in-depth hair quiz and get 15% off your first order today. Go to pros.com/LMO. That's pros, PROSE.com/LMO for your free in-depth hair quiz and get 15% off. So again, go to pros.com/LMO, get your free in-depth hair quiz and get 15% off. So, thanks to them for sponsoring this video. Check them out.
All right. Do you want to end with another question?
Yeah, so we'll end with the last question.
Another question. Do we have Ask Gabe and Babes? We probably have some in the queue, so we'll come back with
them. We'll come back with them next week.
Next week, yes. Give me a number.
Let's go
Give me a number.
Let's go with 2,000.
2,000.
2021.
Okay. 2021. I was going to say 2121.
Yeah, you're going the wrong way.
Oh, am I? Oh, I am. Dang. Why you going to have me scrolling so long?
Sucks, doesn't it?
Okay. This is so funny. Is there something you know about someone that they don't know you know?
Yes.
Who's the someone?
My mom.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it?
I'll tell you off air. I can tell you on air. But I do. I know something that I don't think that she knows that I know.
Well, if she's listening, she's probably going to call you and ask you what it is.
Yeah. That's all right. Would you hit tell me her? Up, mom. Hit me up.
Would you tell her?
Of course I would. You know me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so it's not a bad thing.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
I can't wait till we end so I can know what he's talking about. I feel like that wasn't good for the people.
But you already know because it, and that wasn't good for the people.
No. So, let's do 2020. What Jell-O flavor should be introduced? First of all, when is the last time you had Jell-O?
Jell-O?
Do people still eat Jell-O? Other than like Jell-O shots.
Jell-O jigglers.
I haven't had like made Jell-O in a really long time. But that used to be the thing, making Jell-O.
Creamsicle.
I'm sure there's a
creamsicle. Orange dreamsicle.
Like, or dreamsicle. I'm sure of it.
If there's not, that should be introduced.
That is the nastiest flavor.
Not nasty at all.
It's so bad. It's so bad.
It's not bad. Ugh. She's so cute.
So bad. I just am not a fan. But you know what? I will eat a dreamsicle.
Exactly.
Like the popsicle. But the flavored things, it's just something about orange flavored things to me. Like, I think it's when it's like sweet. I don't know. Because I'll eat like an orange Starburst or, you know what I'm saying? But
she eat orange.
I'll eat an orange, but orange juice.
She's interesting. I married an interesting character.
Them orange glazed. Cinnamon rolls.
Oh, they're amazing. They're so good.
Disgusting.
So good.
How does the orange vanilla Coke?
Oh god. Oh my god, it's amazing. Amazing.
Coke is disgusting.
That Pepsi's nasty.
I mean, I don't really do either. I don't drink pop anymore, but when I did, I drank Pepsi. I think it tastes better than Coke. Anyway, it's my turn, and I'm going to go with 1777.
Okay. All right. What are you very enthusiastic about that those around you find dull?
YouTube hair tutorials.
Oh my god.
Every time I watch a YouTube video about hair.
I'm like, how?
Chad is the funniest commentary. He's just like, I literally, this is like watching paint dry. I don't understand
how she, but she be videos. In it.
I be in it.
And I'm like,
because it is just so fascinating to see how other people do their hair. I love it. I don't always do the things that I watch, but it gives me inspiration. Like, it's the funniest thing.
And you know what? Alabama football is mine.
Oh my gosh.
I came in after the national championship.
It's literally like watching paint dry.
After the national championship, you know, when Alabama won the national championship and beat Ohio State. You
remember are they ever not winning? I just feel like, why watch a team that's always winning? These games are not exciting. They win by like 50 points. Like, where's the excitement in that? Where is the excitement in that? Somebody please explain it.
It's in the W, okay?
You know it's coming. Like, I want to see them lose.
This is going to change our relationship forever, Gabriel. Is that what you want to do? Huh?
I'm just saying.
It's funny because I came down and I'm like, they didn't ask. I was excited.
You are so excited.
When in 2018, when Tua Tagovailoa threw the game-winning touchdown in overtime to Devontae Smith on 2nd and 24, I was.
He literally ran across the room because we were upstairs. We were up here watching it because I was huddled over trying to get Reagan out.
Yes.
Right? I was trying all the things.
Was trying to be quiet too because Chad just went to bed or something. So I was trying to be quiet.
It was so funny.
Oh, I did a flip. I jumped on the bed. He was so excited. I was and
meanwhile, I'm just trying to have this baby over here. Like.
And she was just like, oh, yay. That's awesome.
Yeah.
What happened?
Woohoo. Oh. Tight. That's all. I mean, hey, I can get when you're obligated, the obligatory, you know what I'm trying to
the
say.
The doula obligata.
What am I trying to say? Obligatory.
Obligatory. No, I don't think that's it either.
Obligatory. Are we saying, how do you say that word?
You obliged me. You Mary J. obliged me.
Man,
with a roll
now
tie.
I need to know how to say that. I'm saying I'm obligated to give an enthusiastic roll tide, and that is what I do, okay?
It's so cute.
It is the funniest thing. It's so cute. But yeah, every time I'm watching a hair video on YouTube, he's just like, this, I cannot understand.
She'd be in it. She'd be in. I'd be like, sweetheart, what you doing? She'd be like, I'm like, what you doing, sweetheart? I'm like, sweetheart, Gabrielle. She'd be like, what? Huh? I'm like, girl, it's not that exciting.
Anyway.
Yeah, so thank you so much.
Happy New Year.
Roll Tide.
We're glad to be back. Yes. Roll Tide.
I mean, we're the national champions.
Okay.
For the entire year.
Anyway.
All right. So, thank you so much for watching.
Yes,
Thank you so much for listening.
Come on back. We'll be back next week with a better topic.
Yes, with a topic.
With an actual
topic. But you can actually check us out. Keep up with us on Let's Make Out Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Oh, YouTube.
Yeah, and Twitter.
But not on Twitter.
And Twitter. You can do Let's Make Out Pod.
On Twitter. Oh, did y'all watch Bridgerton? That's a whole nother conversation.
We'll talk about that next time, okay? All right, inappropriate. And, but yeah, and then we would love if you rate and review this podcast wherever you're listening to it, especially on Apple iTunes. We appreciate y'all. And,
Apple Podcast. Not iTunes.
Yep, well, podcast. If you find us on iTunes, do it there too.
Anyway, we love y'all, and we'll see you back next week, same time, same place.
Yeah.